Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
Did you ever wonder why? You know, life is full of quips and quotes, those one-liners that catch a piece of life and hold it up for all to see. We say this stuff, but do we understand what they say about life and about us? So it might do us good to consider a few of these gems. Do you ever wonder why we say the grass is not always greener on the other side? Why are we looking on the other side in the first place? Do you ever wonder why we can't simply focus on what we have rather than casting longing glances at what we don't have? It seems that what we have is never enough. Either what we already have is part of what we want, or maybe none of what we want. Somehow, it's inadequate. Somewhere out there, the thing we want exists. The problem is that we just don't have it. Whatever it is, we want it mainly because we don't possess it. Maybe we should ask ourselves a frankly honest question in all the pursuing that we do. If I had it, would I want it anymore? Probably not. If that's the case, is it worth pursuing? The fixation on what we don't have rather than what we do have draws us away from cultivating and maximizing the resources already in our possession. It's not that looking to the future is bad, that's clearly not the case. It's about refusing to fully invest in what we have in order to make it more or make it better. It's about getting away from the preoccupation with what we don't have and instead focusing on how we can use what we have to get where we want to go. I wouldn't worry about the grass on the other side of anything. Cultivate your own lawn and see what happens. Do you ever wonder why we say six of one, half a dozen of another? How much does something really matter? Our mentality is that life is usually a choice between this or that, assuming that in the end it doesn't matter how much of this or that. In life, we settle way too much. We surrender to goals and beliefs and dreams that are half-hearted and sucked dry of any vitality. Sometimes we conclude that what we do or where we invest ourselves doesn't matter much. We assume that life's all one big stream that all comes out in the same place at the end anyway. So if it all comes out in the wash, as they say, do my choices matter all that much? Or do they? What is the deal with this apathy that causes us to assume that things really don't matter? How do so many of us end up there, making life choices by the flip of some proverbial coin? An attitude of apathy is an attitude of surrender. It presumes that our best efforts or any valiant attempts will be swallowed up in fate anyway. We can reach and strive and sacrifice bringing the best of ourselves to a situation, but why? A little or a lot, the outcome is the same, isn't it? I don't think so. How about sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me? Look, if you want to know a definition of denial, read that line a few times. It's simply not true. For those of us willing to be honest anyway, what purpose does denial serve? The obvious answer is that it protects us. It allows us to believe that that which really hurts us really doesn't. Or that we don't have the vulnerabilities that we actually have. Denial is an attitude that allows us to engage a sometimes hostile and frequently careless world in a manner that minimizes any damage to us. But you know, denial goes much further. Sure, it keeps us from the pain of pretending things that are not true. But in the very protection, we miss rich life experiences. Some of the experiences are good and some are bad, but either way, we miss the very things that bring growth to our lives. Have we reduced pain? Sure, temporarily anyway. But we have paid the price of reducing our own growth as well. We don't feel the pain in order to become acquainted with the tough stuff in life, as the tough stuff is as much a part of life as anything else. We don't wrestle with it and grow in the wrestling. We don't allow the pain to reveal things about ourselves that nothing else will ever reveal. We play it safe. And in playing safe, we become anemic. Denial might be summed up as a short-term gain, long-term loss. How about a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush? You know, too often it's about advantages. It's about posturing for position, or it's about achieving the things that positions us more favorably. Getting the stuff that puts us ahead or gives us that ever so slight edge, calculating what will move us further ahead than the other guy, strategizing the advantageous thing rather than the right thing. Do we constantly maneuver for position rather than simply enjoy life? Too often that's the case. It's not that we shouldn't structure our lives to be as effective as possible. That's not the issue. The issue is becoming so absorbed in positioning ourselves ahead of everyone else that life becomes nothing more than an endless strategy. I don't think that life is as much a chess game as it is an adventure. Rather than mastered, it may be that life is also to be sipped and savored. Now that's a thought. So did you ever wonder, why do we think the way we do? There's merit in thinking about that. There is equal merit in choosing to begin to think differently. There's one more saying that has tremendous implications, and it goes, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. How do you think in your heart? Because that's a great question.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.